Where would you like to see the lodge be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years?
We like to see the lodge get closer together with the communities. We like to get well involved. We like to have a voice, most of all, because some don't feel that way, but I do.
What this gentleman tried to do, even with the civil association complaining about us, and like he said, a lot of things he said was untrue. That they would come out and leave the beer bottles. And you know, they had people living in the neighborhood were drinking beer bottles and putting the cans on the sidewalk, not coming from here. And a lot of those things was untrue. But this gentleman here himself, he took the liberty on himself. He would go and clean up both sides of the streets after the lodge was closed.
All the way up to the park. Anything that's happening in the community, I'm quite sure the Civic Association have a heads up on what's going on. But I think what they should do, since we have a lodge here, we have facilities here, we should be doing a lot of doubling and tripling our communication with each other. We should be having a lot of joint ventures on things that's happening in the community. We've been here over 100 years. And when you got a few houses down calling the police or complaining, and they've only been here, I'll give them 6 months to a year, or 2 or 3 years for some people. When they come in the community and complain, instead of, they could come down here, they could talk with our exalted ruler. You know, face to face, hey, this is the situation, and I'm quite sure the exalted ruler will address it, or he'll bring it to proper people to handle it.
I like to say that Leidrich Point Park is a landmark area, and Columbia Lodge 85 is part of that landmark area. Yeah, we are part of that. We was here before some of the people in the neighborhood got here, and they came in here. And it's unfortunate that we have to be in a residential area. We're not in a commercial area. But what we are doing, we are trying to comply with their wishes. We trying to make them happy too. But at the same time, we should be able to run a business.
What we are trying to do is sort of change the activities that we have. Like yesterday, we had a gospel show. You know, we were thinking about trying to do something for the seniors, you know, and the young people. And try to stir these young people on the right track.
Do things. This young man here was a couple of years ago was feeding the homeless people. He was spending money out of his pocket, costing him $200 to $300 a week. And we was feeding the homeless and the loneliness and everybody else. Every year, every Thanksgiving, we feed the homeless and everybody. We feed almost 1,500 people.
The people can't get their food. Yeah. Joe and me deliver.
We deliver it to them.
Yeah. We go to the CSL home and deliver it to them.
We would like the community to get involved with us and work with serving the people. We do have people to come down.